The study found the tourism economy grew 5% last year, bringing in $16.8 billion to the state. Most of that money is generated from lodging, food and beverage sales, and retail. Department of Tourism spokeswoman Lisa Marshall says with the economy slowly picking back up, travelers are getting more comfortable with spending again. There's also been an increase in day trippers. Marshall says all of Wisconsin's 72 counties showed some rise in tourism.
There's some destinations that have, you know, are well-known to travel destinations like Vilas County, you know, the Eagle River area, Lake Geneva, Door County, Dells. And then urban areas kind of like La Crosse and Madison and Milwaukee, they have really good, strong meetings and convention business that helps them, as well as sports events.
The state has also ramped up its tourism marketing in nearby states and even internationally. Last year, almost 6% of tourism spending came from international guests. Marshall says Wisconsin works with other Great Lakes states to promote the region as a travel destination. Most visitors came from Germany and the United Kingdom.
When those travelers come here, they want to see more than just one city. They usually get out and go around. And I'm sure there are certain destinations that they want to go see in our state. You know, Milwaukee, they like to go see Harley-Davidson Museum. Our golf fund in Sheboygan County is very popular. There's a lot of interest for international travelers to see the Great River Road as well.
The study also found that tourism generated $1.3 billion in state and local taxes. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.